Doctor and Mrs. Bradman.
We're not late, are we? I only got back from the hospital about half an hour ago. Oh,
of course not. Madame Arcati isn't here yet.
But that must have been her we passed coming down the hill. I said I thought it was.
Then she won't be long. I'm so glad you were able to come.
Oh, we've been looking forward to it. I feel really quite excited.
I guarantee that Violet will be good. I made her promise.
Oh, there wasn't any need. I'm absolutely thrilled. I've only seen Madame Arcati 2 or 3 times in the village. I mean, I've never seen her do anything at all peculiar, if you know what I mean.
Dry martini?
By all means.
Yes, she certainly is a strange woman. It was only a chance remark of the vicar's about seeing her up on the knoll on Midsummer Eve, dressed in sort of Indian robes, that made me realise she was psychic at all. But I suspect the worst. A real professional charlatan. That's what I'm hoping for, anyhow. The character I'm planning for my book must be a complete imposter. That's one of the most important factors of the whole story.
What exactly are you hoping to get from her?
Oh, jargon, principally. A few tricks of the trade. I haven't been to a séance for years. I want to refresh my memory.
Then it's not entirely new to you.
Oh, no, no, no. When I was a little boy, an aunt of mine used to come and stay with us. She imagined that she was a medium. She used to go off into the most elaborate trances after dinner. My mother was fascinated by it.
Was she convinced?
Oh, good heavens, no, no. She just naturally disliked my aunt, loved making a fool of her.
But how extraordinary.
I was told once by a fortune teller on the pier at Southsea.